Star FM.
It's Pip, and I'm excited to have a very, very special guest on the line, Damien Leith. Hello.
Hello. How's it going?
Good, thank you. Oh, Irish accents get me every time.
I think my Irish accent's getting thicker, actually. I've spent so much time in Ireland last year between one thing and another. I worry now that people can't understand me.
Well, I'm hearing you okay this morning, so we're all good.
Good. Okay.
Now, Damien, a lot of people will remember you as the dude who won Australian Idol, the Irish dude who won Australian Idol. But since then, you've actually been quite a busy man. Fill in the gaps. What's been going on?
Oh, look, so many different things. I've been very lucky. The last, actually, would you believe it, 9 years. It's crazy. Over the last couple of years, it's just been one thing after another after another, and I've just released my 8th album, actually just last Friday, Songs from Ireland. So that's pretty exciting. I'm thrilled to have it out there, and it's getting a great response, which is even better.
Always nice to have it out and people saying nice things.
Yeah, absolutely. Too right.
Now, also, the reason that you are coming to Wagga is because of your cabaret show. Tell us about that.
Yeah, look, it's pretty exciting. I got to say, you know, last time I played at Wagga, I was touring my Roy show. And this time around, I'm touring the new album, Songs from Ireland. So it's got, you know, this show has got all those songs from the album. But it's a little bit different. It's a play as well. I decided I wanted to make it an Irish experience, so when people arrive, they feel like they're in Ireland. So the whole idea of it is it's set in an Irish pub, and there's a father and a son who haven't seen each other for 5 years, because the son went off to Australia and just vanished into thin air, and now suddenly he's arrived back in Ireland, and they've got a lot to catch up on. So while they're doing that, the band are playing all these great Irish songs. So, you know, it's something different. It's a story. It's quite funny at times. And then at other times, you know, I've looked out into audiences and I've seen tears in eyes. So it's, you know, it's one of those sort of stories. It's, like I said, it's a lot of fun. It's getting a great reaction so far.
Damien, I do have to ask you, it's set in an Irish pub. Was this just so that you could do some method acting?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it gives me a chance of having a pint of Guinness on stage. you know what? It was actually, I just figured, you know, because when it said it's actually the son is about to head back to Australia again, and he's waiting for a taxi, and it just kind of felt like, okay, this is a good place to do it. And you know, from the audience point of view, we kind of set the scene. It's a Sunday afternoon. It's freezing cold outside, and you know, in Ireland, and you got, you know, the best view in the house is just sit back, listen to music, and nosy in and these guys having a conversation.
It sounds like an awesome show. Sort of having that story throughout, but the songs intersected, just sounds really fascinating. I also want to ask you, Damien, St. Pat's Day just last week, do you have a favourite Irish joke?
Oh, you know what? It's funny. There's been ones that I've heard over the years, but I heard one actually just on St. Patrick's Day, which I thought was pretty cool. Okay, what do you call an Irish guy who's trying to break up a fight?
What do you call him?
Liam Malone.
Oh, I do appreciate a really bad joke, and that one is great.
That's a bad joke. That's in the dad joke category. You know, I got 3 kids now. That's what my jokes have become.
Well, it's going to be really, really exciting. Can't wait to see you. Civic Theatre, Friday the 5th of June. How long is it since you've been to Wagga, Damien?
You know, it's been, I think it's almost 2 years. Almost 2 years. So, and there's been a gap in there. You know, I've been working on the album. The album took quite a lot of time, actually, to bring this album together. You know, I recorded in Ireland and, you know, just to really make it authentic. So, yeah, look, I love playing in Wagga. I've played, like I say, I've played 3 times before that, and it's always been fantastic. So I guarantee people who've come to the shows in the past are going to love this one.
Because you've got a full band with traditional instruments as well. Are they Irish as well, or have you conscripted some Aussies in there?
I've conscripted some Aussies, but I do have a couple of Irish people on stage with me as well. And yeah, exactly what you say. The full band, you know, they play all the Irish instruments, so it's got a real Irish feel. We've got the fiddle and the tin whistle and the Irish drum, the bowron, and so, you know, like I say, when you come into the room, hopefully by the end of the show, you'll be feeling like you were somewhere different just for 2 hours.
It's a wonderful sounding show. The album is Songs from Ireland. The show is The Parting Glass, An Irish Journey. If you would like to see it, Civic Theatre box office 6926 9688. And also, Damien, I was just wondering, we do a little thing here at Star FM called a quickie with our guests. It's 5 short questions, very simple. Can I throw them at you?
Absolutely, fire ahead.
Okay, question number 1, Chico roll or battered salve?
Oh, Chico roll.
Excellent. Any reason?
No, you know, actually, I've just had quite a few of them, and I don't mind them.
What would be the closest Irish delicacy?
Oh, gee, you know, I don't know, because Irish is still very stable food, you know, it's like potatoes and chips and cabbage and all that sort of stuff, so I don't know, I couldn't think of one, actually, to be honest.
Okay, maybe that's something for you to think about.
It's a unique dish.
Yep, there you go. Question 2, who would you rather be stuck on a deserted island with, Kim Kardashian or Kanye West?
I'm going to go Kanye West.
Do you reckon you guys could make some cool music together?
Well, you know, you never know, Jay. I'm putting it out there. You never know.
All right, which Disney princess would you be?
Princess. Wait, I just checked that Cinderella, and she becomes a princess by the end, so I'm going to go Cinderella.
Okay. Have you lost any shoes recently?
I lose shoes all the time. Actually, my guitarist spends his time losing shoes. Every gig we do, we leave town, and we're about an hour out of town. He turns around and says, I'm after leaving one of my shoes at the venue. And we ask him every time, how could you do that? How is that even possible?
That's hilarious.
I know, he does it all the time.
That's so funny. Maybe you'll have to start calling him Cinderella.
I know, I tell you, it's scandalous. He's lost a lot of things. He also left a nose ring, believe it or not, at a venue too, so there you go.
What a loose unit. Okay, question number 4, what would you Google right now?
What would I Google right now? You know what, it's going to sound pretty nerdy, but I'd probably Google something to do with the recording music. I spend my time doing that. I'm on constantly looking up tutorials on how to record this and record that. I know it's not very exciting.
Well, it depends on what you're recording. It could be exciting.
Well, no, that's true. That is true. Yeah. So, I spend my time on that sort of stuff.
Okay. And Damien Leith, final question. Finish this sentence. My first kiss was...
My first kiss was Crystal Bell. That was her name. And it was in Botswana many years ago. Yeah.
Botswana? What were you doing in Botswana?
I lived in Africa for about 11 or 12 years with my parents.
Right.
And my brothers and sisters, yeah. So, Crystal Bell, there that was the first kiss.
Well, Crystal Bell from Botswana, if you're listening.
You never know. She could have moved over here. Who knows?
It's very true. Maybe she'll get along and see your show. It's happening Friday the 5th of June, the Wagga Civic Theatre. Tickets on 6926 9688. It's going to be awesome. It's called The Parting Glass, An Irish Journey. And Damien, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Star FM.